Hi, and welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, a podcast on everything progressive music. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
And today we got a real interesting episode. A few episodes ago, Jay was talking about the Gottlieb Brothers book on tour books for Yes. And as it turns out, Jay actually has a nice healthy collection, not just of Yes, other tour books too. And I want to see them. So I said, let's do an episode.
Yeah, I think we
turn it over to Jay.
We briefly showed them on the last episode. But, so if John wants to take a deeper dive.
Particularly to the 70s ones, because a lot of these I've never seen.
Well, it's very interesting because at the time, this was like the only thing that you could get that was related to the band.
Only at the show. These were sold at the show.
And it's not like you were... Rolling Stone, you'd get like an article once every million years, right? And then you'd get like Cream or Circus, or if you happened to be able to get a copy of the NME or the Melody Maker.
Or if they were coming through town in a major metropolitan area, in the newspaper.
But that was it.
Yep.
They were not like the big poster boys of any music. They were kind of, you didn't really get anything.
Right.
So
you go into a Yes show.
This was your
right. But let's say, Jay, you did not go to this.
I didn't go to. Okay. I searched these out. My first Yes show.
But at the time, you went to a concert and they had a tour book and maybe two T-shirts, maybe if you were lucky.
Well, So this was the beginning of like the branding of bands, right? And being able, Roger Dean had created the Yes logo, and the Yes logo became like a big thing of the 70s. I mean, everyone was drawn in on it.
Everyone knew what it was.
Yeah. So this was from the American Tales from Topographic Oceans tour. So we got I don't know why we open with just a picture of Steve Howe, but we do. And then John Anderson, and then the tour where the tour was going. This was from February through March 1974.
And they're telling you that what's wild is that you know what you're getting.
You get part one is Close to the Edge, part two is Tales from Topographic Oceans. That was the show. And I think they did an encore.
Yeah, could you imagine somebody looking and being like, seriously, nothing from Fred? You're not going to play Roundabout? But you know what I mean. I'm just being ironic because we look at that now. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know? And by the way, Yes still tours that, but it's not the same.
So then you get a big long, the guy who did the poem.
Relayer. Yeah. Lemkiel.
He wrote an article on the inside of that. And then all the equipment that each member is doing. And then you get your Alan White picture, you get your Chris Squire, or you get your everybody else.
Including Rick Wakeman.
Yep. Then you get a stage shot. So these must have been from the European tour.
Right.
And then when they came over to the States, they did that.
Yeah. So wild.
More concert shots. You know, with the Roger Dean background kind of
cool. Yeah, it's a full thing.
Yeah.
It's a... was it probably like $2.95 or something, $1.95.
Right. And then another big long article again by Chris Welch from Melody Maker, who was their, champion writer. He was a big Yes guy. And then the single shots of Wakeman and Chris Squire.
Excellent.
And that was it. So that was your Tales from Topographic Oceans. This is what you got to walk away with.
I kind of feel like you should be wearing white gloves and have archival sleeves these should be in. So, although I'm sure you could go on eBay and look this up.
You could, yeah.
And you know what?
Which is where I got them,
Okay. Wow. You should have said you went or something.
I went as a young child.
I didn't want to go.
For the British Spring Tour 1975.
Are you 9? Come on.
I was 11.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting. I was going the wrong way.
So, all right, this is the next one. This is the Spring 1975. So you've got your ad for all the albums that Yes had done up to that point. Kind of all out of order, but it's Relayer is the tour. And then the tour dates. Then again, another write-up, How the World Learned to Say Yes. Group shot there.
Can we pause for a second? How much did you pay for your tour book for Tales?
I searched it out, so whenever I could find it for a cheap price.
Okay, you did not pay $150.
I did
though.
Not.
Okay, that's what it's going for now. So okay, you know. All right. Just an FYI.
And then again, to my point earlier about not knowing anything about the band, you get John Anderson and a whole write-up on him, of his, where he lives, awards he's gotten, instruments he plays, his musical influences, the songs he's written, favorite songwriters, favorite singles, you know, all that kind of stuff, which you never really, this is like a informational pack about each band member. So you get one about Steve Howe,
right?
Chris Squire.
Stage shot.
Another stage shot. We get our Patrick Mraz, our Alan White, you know, again with like, you know, the Roger Dean
accoutrements throughout.
And then,
wow.
And then there's the tour, personnel.
And as a bonus for you Griffin fans,
Griffin gets the page.
They get a page. They open every show. Wow. They get more than the page.
Yeah. They got a page and a half and, and then forthcoming album, Chris Squire and Steve Howe's solo albums, Beginnings and, Fish Out of Water.
Yeah.
And then Yesterday's was coming out too. So there you go.
Nice.
A retrospective look at Yes, featuring Dear Father and a 9-minute 40-second version of America, neither of which has appeared on the previous Yes album.
Wow. Take a look at this thing here for a sec. Very nice. Very nice. It's interesting. These are slightly different. They look slightly different to me, but that's cool. So, wild.
That's number again, two.
Needs an archival sleeve.
Then we have the solo albums tour.
But what's interesting is these are essentially, you know, 8.5 by 11s or the English for the A4, A5, whatever. Now we're going to we're going to a different format.
And so this is, I believe, 1976.
US tour.
US tour, May through August.
And they play Dillon Stadium in Connecticut. Wow.
I don't even know where that is. What is that?
That would have been, I don't know if that was.
It's big, because this is when they were playing JFK Stadium
in Philly. So it's a stadium,
You know, playing to a million people. So this was the tour that,
old that Connecticut.
It was like Gary Wright and Peter Frampton.
Oh, yes, okay. All right.
So we've got our Roger Dean stage, kind of. All the making of all those pieces. We've got the tour personnel. Then you've got a John Anderson thing where, you know,
the Goliath
symbol shows up for the first time.
You got like your guitar on him.
We've got Steve Howe with
Beginnings.
The Beginnings. We've got a, you know, band portrait.
A very strange band portrait.
Going up into the sky.
Oh, okay, hold on here. So obviously that's John and Chris.
No,
and
that's
Steve.
Patrick Mraz.
Oh.
Alan White, Chris Squire, John Anderson,
oh, God.
Steve Howe.
Okay, so see, I had nobody right. I know, I'm there. Where's Rick Wakeman?
Then Alan White with his ramshackled solo album.
Which Jay pointed out has recently been re-released.
Yes, and... Patrick Mraz,
Story of I,
Story of I album.
Good album. That album showed up on streaming just in my stream like about a few weeks ago, and I was like, you know, I have not listened to that album in a long time. I clicked on it. I'm like, yeah, of course it's good. They were all involved.
They were.
You know,
and
or Bruford's back. It really was Bruford's back.
Yeah, Chris Squire was back.
Yeah,
Bruford was back on Chris
Squire's
album.
That was
excellent.
Good.
And Patrick Mraz is on that. And then John and Steve are on Alan's album.
Yep.
And then John did his thing all by himself. And I don't. Is Bruford and Alan White are on Steve's album?
I believe so. Yeah.
The biggest downfall of all those albums, Alan White's, is. Has this the one little Yes moment with John and Steve on it, but the rest of it is a totally different
genre. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's not really proggy at all.
No.
And Steve's is very Steve Howe centric with the guitars and stuff. And Patrick Mraz is on it too, but it's the vocals that kill me.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, if they took some of all those songs and turned them into a Yes album at the time, for all the people who were complaining that after Tales from Topographic Oceans and Relayer, you know, that they were like over the edge. They all released these albums with all these concise songs on them.
Better to be close to the edge than over the edge, right?
But if they took all the single songs from all those all those solo albums, they could have put out this great album that would have been songs.
Well,
a
that's the thing.
Album it as opposed to a musical piece.
Exactly. Album. Exactly. I mean, but you couldn't. But I mean, the biggest. See, to do that, and I agree. But then you sacrifice Elias and Chris Squire's album, and that's tough for me. I could actually sacrifice Beginnings because of the voice. It's no different. Then, but thing is, people have been saying that since that album came out. It's no different than Steve Hackett singing. You know, it's not that it's a bad voice, but you actually have access to any voice you want.
Yeah, I think
given your stature, you could get somebody. Anyways, keep going.
All right. So then, after the solo tours, Patrick Mraz leaves the band, and we have the Going for the One tour, which was we got rid of Roger Dean. We have a different kind of...
And Donovan. Okay, so I've always found this fascinating. So obviously Donovan was still, you know, Donovan's name, so he gets to be on the front cover, but it was interesting pairing.
So again, now we've got the Hypnosis kind
of... Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, think about the time, too. All the bands are now moving out of the fantasy realm into the more cold, steel and concrete kind of thing.
So we have all the albums up
and
to
tomatoes.
That date. Tomatoes soon. And then we have the tour dates, which are, you know, in a type. This is like the world tour. So it's America and Europe. So they did one program. The tour, personnel.
Yeah.
We're at the Yes Shows stage. And then, you know, pictures of buildings.
Very Hypnosis. Come on.
From the album. A little write-up, again, with the album graphics
Once
on
again,
it.
Steve gets to be the first person we see.
Steve Howe with his equipment. Chris Squire with his equipment.
At the Chris Squire Lighthouse.
Various pictures, but it looks like the exact same picture 9 times. Right?
It's not an Amagama thing, so...
It's not like they even move slightly, or maybe they did move slightly, but it's basically the same exact picture.
Claymation.
Oh, and there they are on the little island, standing up. Rick Wakeman.
Rick's back smiling.
He's smiling. He's happy to be back in the band. Alan White. The album cover in black and white with...
Everything.
The lines all
That's a Hypnosis-y thing at the time.
It totally is.
You know, just put some pigs on there to Pink Floyd out.
Donovan.
Donovan gets his write-up.
Yep.
Wonder if Donovan... Oh, his band? Okay, I was going to say, I wonder if Donovan was alone or with a band. But no, he's got his band.
And then, you know, various pictures of the band in geometric forms. And then another picture of Donovan at the end. And the Yes crossword.
Which you've done, but obviously you're not going to fill it in.
I'd made a photocopy.
Of course, I just... You know what? I'm seeing some writing on here. Somebody wrote on in the
probably back in the day. I've had that one forever.
Yes, socks.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot that I missed the John Anderson page.
Oh, excellent. So all right.
That's Going for the One, and then Tormato comes along the next year, where again a Hypnosis related design.
Excellent cover. I like it.
So they toured.
Yes, tour, by the way.
Yes. So the
inside of the album. That was in the
inside
album.
Album sleeve interior graphics. And then the tour, this was.
I did not see this tour.
Well, around here, they came to Madison Square Garden.
They came to New Haven Coliseum. Two nights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And two nights at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it would have been.
They saturated the market around
That was
here.
78, right?
This would be 78.
Shows. I don't know why I didn't see them then.
So this was in the round. So again, the picture from the back of the album, which is kind of, this is where they got a little off for me when they started doing these ones, because it's all material you've seen before because you have the album.
Right.
It's like,
reusing the album elements.
Yeah. If you're going to get a tour program, you want different pictures or something new. But this one was a little less.
Well, that. Because, okay, so we're getting towards the end of the 70s now, and, you know, the music industry is changing, and they're, you know, trying to save money here and there, and this is one of the ways they do it.
So Yes Shows Tour 78 with the tour personnel, the a little write-up about the band by Dan Hedges, who actually wrote the Yes biography that right. came out in 1980,
yep.
right?
Again,
Steve Howe page Steve Howe. With some of his photography of an owl and some
stuff.
Nature. John Anderson with a watercolor
poem or something.
It's the lyrics of Awaken.
Oh, okay.
And then another watercolor with a write up on John. Chris Squire.
Looking dapper.
Rick Wakeman.
Being like, yeah, going for the one was fine. I'm kind of had it.
And Alan White. And then then a Yes
comic.
Comic.
Torment.
What Torment on a Yes tour. And then...
Okay, who's the guy who looks suspiciously like Derek Shulman?
It's Brian Lane.
Oh, okay, the manager.
The manager of okay. Yes.
What do we got here? What's this?
This is if you're having more than one Yes. It's all the albums up to that point.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like glasses or something.
No, it's cassette. Somebody at a bar okay. with all the Yes albums. And then some more tomatoes on the back.
All right. And we're going to close out the 70s?
So we closed out the 70s all right. in 1979 with They're Still in the Round, but they came back around again. And so in lieu of promoting the album, they're just promoting
Yes in the Round.
Yes
okay.
in the Round. So we got the Roger Dean. This
right?
is 79. Yeah, we've got a picture of the band yeah. in the round. We've got the first half of the U.S. tour.
Just curious.
And then the second half.
Us.
We've got...
Two nights, but nothing. Two nights in New Haven. Impressive. They're doing three nights at Madison Square Garden, two nights at the Spectrum. Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So in the round, more pictures
more
in
pictures.
The round. Wait, this is what I loved.
Yeah.
You know, getting these pictures because yeah. I didn't get to the
right.
concert of all this stuff and what it was all about. Send the Steve Howe page. This is kind of a...
That's a classic photo.
It's a classic photo, but it's a little grainy and
right,
I mean, you don't even get the lights on the top. It's a little... It's okay.
But that photo shows up somewhere else. Is it on the Yes Shows? I've seen that photo shows up a lot.
It's similar.
It's yeah. similar. Okay.
But it's smaller and...
Writer, yeah.
This is kind of grainy.
Of course it is, yeah. The lighting.
John Anderson,
more
again,
watercolors.
With another watercolor. This time, instead of, like, birds, they're Concorde airplane. All right.
Okay.
Chris Squire.
Ricky.
Rick Wakeman. And Alan White.
And Alan White.
Then
and
again,
very
the,
similar.
The road crew. And the same ad for all right. the albums on the back. Because this is only, you know, this is like months later
yeah.
probably.
So I wanted Jay to kind of show us everything from the 70s ones because it's just cool. And we'll just kind of go a little quicker yeah. through these. So when was, what's...
This is Drama.
That's Drama. Okay,
1980.
So
still
this...
in the round, but John Anderson and Rick Wakeman yeah. are out of the band. But now we start getting ads for, you know... British Airways
yeah.
cargo.
So I want to see, because I did see this tour, and it was New Haven. So, and it was early in the tour, I know that. Why is it not showing up here? September. Hartford. Okay, so was it, no, they came to, did they come back around? Was there a second, no? This was the whole tour, that's it?
Oh, yeah, because they that's ended it. In December.
All right, I guess
it was
in not... Hartford. I thought it was New Haven.
Yeah.
Thought it was in the round, though.
Yeah,
I remember it being
so,
on the round.
This was okay. sort of similar, same ideas, but then it's the press photo,
right?
And it's
everybody's trying to look cool.
Everybody's doing
their new wave thing.
Yeah,
with
and
their
then,
glasses.
But then this one
that's a Hypnosis, very Hypnosis-y.
Hypnosis-y, but I don't know if Hypnosis.
I don't know if that. Well,
program.
Because Roger Dean's back, right?
Roger
for the
Dean's
album
back,
cover.
But this was you know trying to be a little more new wave, so that it's we've got lyrics
right
to all the songs.
Alan and White.
Alan,
Trevor Horn.
The album
cover. So let's bring Roger Dean back.
Jeff Downs. couple candid Everybody. Shots, Machine Messiah lyrics,
Steve
Howe, a couple more candids in the studio, a couple more lyrics.
Into the lens, nice.
And then Tempest Fugit, and then the drama.
The masterful.
Yes.
So, not bad.
So that was everything up to that point.
And all right.
The band again on the back. So then we
closed out the classic.
That's
yes,
the classic.
But,
yes,
but there's more. Let's see what else you got.
So then we have 90125
on these, but
we've got Big Generator. We've got Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, Howe.
That's interesting.
This one, Roger Dean is back for this, and this one does have a bit more of like those earlier ones. It's got the Yes Family Tree by Pete Frame in there. We've got,
memorabilia.
How the stage was put together, little things of how the tour was coming together. Pictures from the videos. John, Bill.
Rick,
Steve. Group shots. And then the sidemen, Tony Levin, Julian Colbeck, and Milton McDonald. And then, the album cover.
This was the cover for the single, the 3-inch.
But I think it's also, it's also in the little.
Yeah, what was that? Was Vultures?
Yeah, it was Brother of Mine.
Brother of Mine, Vultures Fly High.
Yeah, Vultures in the City. Whatever. And then some.
Vultures Fly High, I think, is the Renaissance tune.
Got it. And then again, we're back to having
ads. Okay. Well, at least these are, better than, at least they're music equipment.
Yeah. Korg keyboards, Yamaha.
Yamaha. Okay. Not bad.
So
that's a nice one.
Then we have the Union Tour, which was a little, it's in the same zone.
Yeah.
But, it's got that computer-generated kind of thing. 2002.
What tour was that? Is that Masterworks or was that?
This is.
Or did it not have a name?
It's like the history of Yes.
So because I'm like, those are old photos.
Yeah,
okay.
This is like the history of Yes.
Gotcha, and here we are today, which was...
Oh, this was the latter, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's Chris.
Rick.
Rick, oh no. Rick wasn't on.
Was this Keys? Keys era?
The post Keys?
Or the studio Keys?
2002. Oh, so this was post symphonic, post ladder. That's all.
Okay.
So this is later. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm out of order here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's
so that's
I'm like,
okay.
Why is this one here? But yes.
Okay.
So Rick is back in the band. This is right before they stopped.
Okay. Right.
Right?
Yep.
Symphonic tour, Rick is not in the band.
Yep.
They tour with the orchestra.
Right.
And Tom Breslin on keys.
Okay.
Masterworks was with Igor Korshev, where they played all the big long songs.
Right.
And they toured with Kansas. But this was a great program.
Tom Breslin, was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say that? And I just am repeating it. I was still trying to get the chronology in my head.
This is the history of the band.
Oh, that's a nice one.
This is a Gottlieb Brothers thing. So
right.
This is where they're like, we're putting a program together for the fans.
That's nice.
Like the whole history of the band up to this point.
Oh, that's almost like the book.
It is. It's like the book. This was the precursor to the book, and the book is much more detail on each of these things. Right.
So Yes album.
They go through the whole thing, and then John Anderson gets a page, and it's all about his solo career.
Nice.
So you got pictures of Toltec and Page of Life. And John Evangelis,
Steve
Howe,
same thing. Tomorrow and all that. Igor
with his one album. Chris Squire.
Alan
White. So it's
not
pretty
bad.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is a good program.
That's a nice one.
Live from the House of Blues.
Masterworks. Okay.
Masterworks 2000.
Okay. So.
All right. So this is the latter. This was early. They're out of
was
order.
There. Okay. So.
Right.
The latter
was a good tour book too.
Okay.
So again,
flip through that one.
Lots of writing and information
and pictures. Always pictures.
Big pictures. Billy Sherwood's in the band at
looking
this point.
Looking real young. Alan going right. strong.
This is the Open Your Eyes tour. This one's a little on the weak side of tour books. It was fine.
Kind of,
but it's just
reflects
like
the album.
The
right?
big glossy pictures of each of them and a little blurb about each member. The 35th anniversary. So this was like basically the last tour with Rick and John.
Okay.
All and right. this is another good hefty program.
History.
Yeah.
Okay, you got your
Roger Dean sketches again.
Right. Early gigs.
Early gigs. The history of Yes.
Nice. Each okay.
Tour motto, Big Generator. They even got like pictures of the bootlegs. That's what this one was.
Resurrect like, the Dragon. Some of these I certainly remember that one.
Yep. And I have this one, Domino.
Yeah.
So this one was all the bootlegs, which yeah. was a cool.
Even though we spent way too much money and they cost way too much money, I miss those days because it was yeah. the only way you could hear stuff.
Yeah, you but know? Now you hear, oh, all you have to do is turn on your phone.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
What's all this stuff?
This is all...
Oh, singles? No,
this is all different... more pictures of bootlegs.
Oh, boots, yeah, I'm looking, I'm yeah. like, hey, whoa, got some swinging pig stuff there. Wow, that's a
so
nice
cool,
one too.
Right?
Okay.
That's it for me with the Yes ones.
Okay, let's just quickly...
I have a mini Steve Howe one.
Gosh.
Where, you know, it's like yeah. five pages, but it's Roger Dean. It's got a big write-up.
Available now.
Pictures of all his products. John Anderson's Song of Seven tour with his whole band in there. You know, we had Morris Pert and Les Davidson. And
yeah, Morris Pert.
Dick,
like
Dick Morrissey.
Dick Morrissey. Morris Pert is on a Brand X, but also on a lot of the Mike Oldfield stuff. So I know he played his own shows, but he did a lot of he opened for Crimson.
Yes, but that was for Animation. This
okay,
was,
I'm
this
sorry.
Was,
see my timeline.
This is Song of Seven.
Okay.
So Animation did not. I saw that tour. And
yeah. So did I. There was no book.
There's no book.
Nope. Well, because I think because he was, I mean some bills not
I got
here,
a t-shirt.
Not here, but overseas was a triple bill. It was John Crimson and then Roxy.
Oh.
There were some of those shows.
And then this was the Anderson Wakeman Rabin thing, which again, this is kind of in the same zone as the.
We need to do a tour book. What
a
do we
tour
got?
Tour book, but
there's a lot of computer
there's
generated
information,
stuff.
But I mean, so yeah.
There's multiple pages that are just a lot of this computer generated
yeah.
stuff. So.
Which is fine, and then we go into non-yes. We have a Stephen Wilson, To the Bone.
Which looks thicker
book.
Than any other tour book. You have.
Right?
It looks like a book.
Yeah. It's got,
wow.
And it's
okay.
Lots of pictures, lots of info about the band.
Tour, nice.
You know, working on the album, the photo shoots, the band members. That's a nice book. I have a Marillion Holidays in Eden, which is cool, but it is really the glossy pictures kind of thing. Not... You know, we got lyrics and stuff, but not a ton of new information.
Still, nice design.
It's
really
a nice design.
The,
yeah.
Follows
but if you
the
have
vibe
the album,
of the album.
If you have the album, you have the lyrics already. And
right.
I'm not pulling this out during the concert and trying to read it as they're
no,
singing.
No, no. But, you know, I mean, these kind of things are like, while you're there, yeah, it's like a point, you know, you're
yes.
going to get it or you're not.
Yes.
Because how many times have you left a show and been like, shit,
I should have gotten that
program. And then you get the program and you're like, okay.
Years later, you're online
well, actually,
showing them to people.
So I should say that I should have thought ahead because I don't have this, but I have two tour books.
Okay.
So go through this and I'll tell you what my
And we got Marillion Brave.
Nice.
Which is in a totally different format.
Yeah.
But this one has a bit more of the, you know, writing and it's actually... More writing than pictures.
Yeah, they got everything's kind of in the background.
Yeah.
And yeah, no live shots or anything like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool
interesting.
Though.
Okay.
This one I like.
Makes sense. They put it together before the tour and
Asia.
Is this which that looks.
This is the Alpha album.
Okay.
So again, Roger Dean, and there's some info.
So you went to
but I mean,
you went to the show.
Yeah.
Where was... What?
New Haven Coliseum. I think Christopher opened.
Okay.
But Is this a waste of space?
Of course it is.
Are you kidding
me? Better than a blank page. Well, you got the eyes up here.
Yeah, I got the eyes there,
too. Did you see the Asia of Toads when Steve Howe guested?
Yes.
Yes.
Look, another...
Okay, I know. It's
how come I have nine...
At least put the eyes on the other side of the page. Nine... Yeah, they're still on the same side of the page.
Nine pages.
Is that Carl Palmer?
That's Carl Palmer.
Oh, wow.
Carl Palmer, John Wetton.
The boys.
Asia. Jeff Downs, Steve Howe, the first album, the second album, and more pictures of ferns.
All right. Yet you bought it.
And then Rush Presto.
Presto. This would be a good segue, because I have a Rush tour book, too.
Ah. Big write-up on them. The tour personnel. Alex Lifeson gets his write-up. Neil and Getty get theirs. And then just, you know, band shots, single images, the overall, you know, more band shots.
Their tour books were kind of very similar over the years.
Yeah. It's just pictures
of the
band.
Yeah, it's a lot of pictures, and, you know, it's usually equipment information.
And then the albums at the end.
So I have Counterparts. I have the Counterparts tour book. I should have brought it over.
It's the counterpart to this?
Yeah. I don't know why I bought it. And then I have Thrack. I think I have the Thrack tour book. That's it. I should have brought them, and then it just let you have them, because I don't want them. Well, I mean, I've told you. So Rush is kind of like, ever since Neil died, it's not like...
Oh, did we even talk about that?
Maybe we didn't. But since Rush is here and, you know, we're already like at almost 40 minutes, so what's another couple of minutes? So this is it for the tour book part of the show. If you want to bail, go for it. But I do want to say that we never talked about Rush. We didn't talk about them coming back and everything. Yeah. And... you know, Neil died and they were gone, and that was kind of it. It wasn't because, like, oh, I love Neil, and no, you know, no Neil, no Rush. It wasn't like that at all. But I had not been listening to them much for a very long time to begin with. And then once he died, I was like, okay. And then I put him on occasionally. It's passed. So luckily this is at the end of the show, so no one's going to hear this, because this is sacrilege, and Jay would kick me off the podcast for this. But I find the same thing, believe it or not, is happening to me with Genesis.
When you listen to Genesis? You've had enough.
I don't find myself wanting to listen to Genesis. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just going through... and when I do, it's funny that Adam was talking so much, because... I like Duke. I love Duke. Yeah. That's such a great album. Yeah. I'll throw that on. I'm not listening to the Gabriel stuff anymore. I think that's what it is. If I feel like listening to Genesis, I'm putting on like Duke or Wind and Wuthering.
And if I feel like listening to Gabriel, I'm putting on solo album.
Right. So I still like it. It's not like I don't like it, but it's just...
The draw is just not there.
And overall, for like when I want to listen to Prague or something, I just find myself like consciously saying, I'm not sure how I feel about Genesis anymore. And I find that weird. You want to know something? I think that this whole Lamb thing kind of soured me on just the whole way. Like we had to wait. What was it like? Almost a year later. And for what?
Yeah.
For what?
The Atmosmith.
Did you listen? Have you listened to it?
No.
I would like to get people's opinions on that Atmos mix, because I just think I have no issue with other mixes, new mixes, and I actually like having an alternative. This is just not even that. It doesn't really bring a lot to the table kind of thing.
Well, I'm interested. I should listen to it. But sometimes, you know, remixed, remastered, I sometimes can't tell the difference, and I'm mainly listening to like the Yes stuff,
right?
And it's like, oh, that cymbal is a little loud,
right? You'll hear like all of a sudden it's more like I don't recall, like it's out of habit.
Is that
there are
that,
some
does
that,
that
are,
make it worth it?
No, for things like that, but there's others where it's like, okay, I'll give a great example is something, you know, I'm always talking about the Stephen Wilson mixes. So Who Are You came out. Yeah. The remix is amazing. It's not like, oh, there's a million different things, but it just kind of lifts it. It gives it something it didn't have before. Maybe it's a Stephen Wilson thing. I hate to say that because...
Well, I got a couple things coming from him.
Okay.
Not all from him, but...
Like, but we talked about it during the Toll.
Yeah.
Like, he did amazing things with that catalog. He just... He stays true to the original, but not true enough that you have the Yes situation where you don't understand what's going on. Oh, the Crimson ones sound good?
Well, I'm interested because... Well,
what's coming?
I've got a Fly From Here Yes return trip. Okay. Coming in Blu-ray with Atmos mix, I believe. And then
is there instrumentals on that?
Yeah.
Because that's okay. Because on Apple Music, they're separated out. Yeah, it's wild.
And then there's the Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome.
Okay.
Which
that's Steve, fine. I've talked about his Spandau Ballet once.
Yeah, I think Stephen Wilson did a remix of Welcome to the Pleasure Dome.
Okay.
The song, the 20-minute long song.
Oh, okay.
That he says he just loves it.
Excellent.
So I'm waiting for that to arrive eventually. Yeah.
I mean, sometime we should do like a Stephen Wilson remix episode. No, go through and say these are the not
but
even the album, but the songs. Well, that's why I'm putting it out now. It'll be like a summer 2026. Well, because
or seven.
I wouldn't want to say like, oh, Lark's Tongue's an Aspic. I would want to go to the song level and say like, I think you know these three songs he remixed because I already talked about one with the Toll, One Brown Mouse.
Yeah.
Completely different song now, even though it's really not. So, okay.
All right.
We
might have to break
No.
All right.
I don't want people knowing I'm going away from Genesis.
Frog will find a way.
If you want it.